Hey, so this morning I wrote a thing. I wrote a tweet, which is often how I start my blogging day, is by writing a few tweets on my iPad. And it's not like I sit down to write some things on my iPad. It's just like I'm reading the news, I'm reading what other people are saying, and I'm thinking of things. And the notes that I leave to myself are tweets. And then once I've had coffee and some breakfast and I sit down to do some writing, which is usually the first thing I do in the morning before I even start writing any software or any other sorts of things, I'll just go through what I tweeted. I have a little tool that sucks out all the tweets using the Twitter API and pops them into my outline. So I don't even have to go hunting for them. They sort of just come to me. And then I copy and paste, and I read, and I edit. And so very often in the morning, the very first time I update, there are five posts there because they were pretty much already written. And so one of them that I wrote, and this was probably at like 3 in the morning, because there's no rules about when I write these. I can write them whenever I'm up. And this is something that I've been thinking about a lot for the whole of 2020 and have been waiting for the moment when things had settled down enough so that I could say it and not confuse the issue, which was getting rid of Donald Trump. I didn't want to do anything at all. I felt very strongly that we have to all be united, and the way the Republicans often are, and just no fighting amongst ourselves, no disagreements, no advice for other people that is, well, you'll see. Anyway, so what I wrote is that if Democrats marketed to white people just a little, they could pick up another 10% because they don't do any now. And this could make a big difference. Like, think about it. Suppose you could pick off 10% of the quote-unquote base, of the Trump base. And they're not like a sort of homogeneous blob of people. There's all kinds of people in that base with all levels of conviction about Trump, and probably more than a few of them are voting for Trump because they don't like the Democrats. And I'm sure of that, in fact. Maybe it's 10% and maybe it's more. You know, a fair number of people that are voting for Trump now voted for Obama. Well, it's kind of hard to think of those people as racist then, is it? Isn't it? I mean, racism doesn't quite cover it, I'd have to say. And here's the thing, is that I'm not advising the Democrats to, I don't think there'd be any trade-offs on this at all, simply because the Republicans are not good for most people and therefore not good for most white people. I mean, most white people are not in the top 1% of the population by definition, right? I mean, 1%, that means most everybody is not in that group, including white people. And they're getting screwed. And they are entitled to things that they're not getting. And and it goes beyond that. The Republicans are actually trying to take Social Security and Medicare. And those are things that a working person has already paid for. I mean, it's not like a gift from the government. People don't necessarily understand that there's all different kinds of subsidies. And Medicare and Social Security come straight out of your paycheck. I mean, it's like, it's deducted. It's not like your taxes are paying for it. It's different. It's not like it's part of, you know, of printing money, which the U.S. government can do, by the way. This whole myth that we live in a world where we budget the United States like a household budgets, it's nonsense. It's simply not true. It's a lie, actually. Let's be very clear about it. It's not how it works. And so I really don't think it would require any trading off, because the things you would say to white people, well, you wouldn't come out and say, You know, we're really behind people of color and LGBTQs and Asian Americans, et cetera, and white people. That isn't going to work like that. That's not what I'm saying. But because, you know, because you can't say that, because it just isn't the way you do it, it isn't done. Everybody would be uncomfortable by that, including the white people. And no, what you do is you say, well, first of all, you listen. You go out and you do your market research. I mean, seriously, sometimes focus groups are the right thing to do because you really do want to hear the words they use, the things they actually say about their situations that they're not happy about. And why did they vote for Trump? And where is the intersection between those things? That's all of it, right? Now, if what you're hearing from person X is, you know, QAnon and, you know, aliens, whatever, okay, we're not going to try to appeal to those people. They've got something else on their mind. Remember I said 10%. Let's just go for 10%. These are the 10% of the people who really could use some help. They're paying off debts. They don't have the money to pay the bills. They're worried about, they're getting evicted. It's like, it's way beyond worrying now for a lot of people. There are lines for food banks that are miles long, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's the thing is, we came off of a period where the economy was coming back, okay? But it was coming back in, as you might expect, in a way that was not good for a lot of people. And so can we find some way to speak about this, about what is happening in the real lives of actual people today, not in like, you know, I mean, it got Biden elected. Whatever happened, it worked. It got Biden elected. And it was, as Biden has pointed out, it was Jim Clyburn and South Carolina. They made a decision there. The African Americans, that's who made Joe Biden. We get that. We understand that. It's awesome. But we need just a bit more. If we had another 10%, okay, we would own and control. I mean, not own is the wrong word. We don't want to own anything. What we want to do is run the powerful country that we are and the economy that we have in a way that works a lot better. That's it. I mean, that's really what the Democrats are doing. They don't ever quite put it together that way. Why, I don't know. But big picture, that really is. If you look at what the Democrats want to do, is they want to make this work better. And I haven't done any negative advertising yet, but I could say the opposite is the Republicans not only don't give a shit, but they're actively just looting. They're dismantling the government and taking the pieces and buying them pennies on the dollar, and they're going to sell them back to us at dollars on the dollar. they've got a method for squeezing all of the dollars out of the United States. And there are a lot of dollars to be squeezed. The thing about the United States is that it's like the ocean in terms of financial resources. It's vast. It's so vast that we have discovered that no matter how much water value, dollars, you pump out. In other words, we can print dollars, and we do, okay? But we've learned that no matter how many dollars you print, it doesn't have any negative effects. There's just so many more dollars you could print that it's like they say, it's a drop in the ocean. We haven't found the limit. Not that we necessarily want to find the limit or push it so hard that we are in danger of finding the limit. There probably is a limit. But we have really tested this, by the way. Seriously. We've tested it, and we've come back from the brink before, and it didn't fall apart when we went to the brink. The brink was when the Republicans were playing a game of chicken with Obama about defaulting on our debt. And people buy bonds from the United States because they're considered the safest place to park money in the world. Still are. After that, after those shenanigans, it still is. And that's where the United States gets, that's why printing dollars gets us stuff back from the world, raw materials, manufactured goods, new electronic toys, everything the world produces, we can have in the United States. You wouldn't believe it, right? Because it isn't really the way that most of us live. In fact, we ration out the good stuff to people, and we ration it out in a very bad way. I mean, we take things that really should never be rationed, like necessary health care to keep people alive and healthy. That should never be rationed. There's no reason to ration it. I mean, that's the truth. You can go check that out. I mean, insist on people talking to you in a way that you understand instead of throwing around analogies and shit like that. Fuck their analogies because they don't apply to the U.S. economy. Really have to insist that you have it explained to you, or else just don't believe it. But we really could easily afford to forget about the insurance companies and to forget about the hospital companies and all the rest of that shit and just pay for the fucking healthcare. That means pay for it and get the middlemen is what makes this system so incredibly inefficient. And we pay for this with people's health and with their lives. And this is especially important right now. So the Democrats are amazingly consistent and their actions are almost perfect when it comes to representing the interests of the American people. So it shouldn't be hard to pick off. I mean, there's resentment out there in white people. There is. And, I think I even understand it. Like, if I read an article about somebody getting a prize for using something that I created, yet I never even got a thank you. Nobody even said, well, hey, that was nice of you to do that. Thanks. We made a lot of money off of it. We got a lot of awards. We did a lot of great art. We informed a lot of people. I mean, these are all wonderful things, but so when I see people get articles that say, oh, this guy did such a great job and, we really owe, and they listen to them too, by the way, when they say stuff, they listen to these people, which is good, but they don't listen to me. So I know the resentment. It's like the guy who spent, 30 years working and can't afford to, pay the rent and all the Social Security that he was counting on. It looks like it might not even come. And God forbid they get sick because they couldn't afford to pay for it. That's not a person. That's a person who has a lot of grievances and they're looking for help. And if you can just get that sort of signal to this person, and I'm not saying male or female, but they are white. I mean, it's not that they don't have, the black people have the same problems. Of course they do. But what the white person hears, in addition to, they just don't hear people talk about their problems. They hear the opposite. They hear other people being cared about and they're not being cared about. And if you actually listen to the attitudes of people online, especially about white people, you would see that they're right. This is the thing that liberals and Democrats and people who are woke, that if you want to win here, you need to hear this, is that you really do say things that chase these people away and tell them very explicitly that you don't care about them openly in exactly those words. And in with really with a lot of humiliation attached to it, by the way. Things that just don't have to be put that way. And would it hurt you so much to listen? Because maybe you'd learn something. There really is a problem there. And this is the time to mention it. We didn't lose this election, but we did lose a lot of down ballot elections. And the Democrats are struggling to figure out why. And I haven't heard anybody talk about it in this way, is that you just turn a lot of voters off. you make them scared of you, and they are right to be scared of you. But on the other hand, you do a great job for them. You really work your asses off for them. You stick your necks out. You really are on the right side as far as they're concerned. You just fail to communicate that, and you exacerbate the problems. You give them reasons to shake their head when somebody says they're a Democrat. Oh, God, no, not another Democrat. Please stay away. At least this guy, I'm talking about Trump, and where did I read this? It was the representative from Michigan, I'm trying to remember her name. She said, and she's right, at least Trump doesn't talk down to them. And she understands, I can't remember her name. She was a CIA person. She's now a second-term congressperson. She's been profiled on the Daily Podcast. We know a lot about this. She's wonderful, and she talks straight, and she listens, and she represents a district. She's a Democrat who represents a red district in Michigan. And that took a lot of listening, compromising, and really, and listening to things that you wouldn't want, that most people wouldn't want to listen to. But listening because she has to find a response and she has to win those 10%. She can have the Democratic votes, but to win, she has to get 10% of the people who vote for Trump. And this is what she says. And I believe she's right. I hate what Trump says. Trump is despicable. He's a tyrant. But he speaks their language. And that I know for a fact, because I've spent many, many, many hours hanging out in my uncle's living room in Northeast Florida, hanging out with people who live in Northeast Florida. And my uncle was a very sort of conspiracy theorist type guy, and he liked this, to talk about this. And a lot of the conversations would begin like, well, we know how it really is, right? I mean, and the truth is, I still believe a lot of that. I really do. That there's a veneer, and then underneath the veneer, there's how it really is. And how do I know? Because I've been on the other side. And it is true. Why am I laughing? I'm laughing because the premise of the conspiracy theorist is on the other side of the line is competence. And vast competence. These are the most competent people on the planet. And they own everything and they control everything, including our minds. And the truth is, they're not competent. They're all bozos just like everybody else. They know a little bit more because they took their, take our education seriously. And we read a lot and we've learned history and we've learned other languages and we've traveled. And, you know, it's true. Doesn't make us wrong. It doesn't make us better either, because trust me, it ain't better. It isn't. It takes a lot of discipline to move the needle in a good way, and there's an awful lot of bullshit that has to happen while it's happening. However, the Democrats, and this is sort of, their shit stinks, and it does, but they're trying to make it better, and they've had some successes. And the things that everybody likes about the government were done by Democrats. I have to say, you can check me out on this, but the shit that the Democrats did is the things that people like about the United States government. And if you let them do more, they would do more for you. And there needs to be a great communicator around here. And I don't think there is one. I think Obama is a good speech maker, but not a great communicator in the sense that he hasn't been able to wrap this one up, because this should have been easy. This shouldn't have gone this way. It's not his fault. I'm not going to go down. You know what I'm going to say, right? So it's not. Anyway, I think this came out pretty well, all things considered. It's a tough one. I think at this point in time, people may be more ready to listen to this than any time in a very long time, if ever. So anyway, let's give it a try and see what happens. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.